The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome into the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. Have a very interesting show for you today, folks. We're going to take a little bit of a trip. We're going to go maybe to the other side of the universe, come back, and we're going to discuss some, not just theory, but fact. Things that happened here in history that have everything to do with UFOs, with religion, and with the destiny of our Earth, of the universe, and maybe some things that we should be doing to clean up the planet, to clean up ourselves, to put ourselves on a better path. Today, my guest is Paul Nugent. We're going to talk about an interesting man by the name of George King, and we're going to talk about the Aetherius Society. It's an interesting society, a lot of interesting stuff today, and you know what? Probably the best way to do this is to launch into it. Paul has a brand new book out there, and I got the pleasure of being able to read this book from cover to cover. And the best way, I can't really describe this book or the theories behind it, the history behind it, other than to just bring Paul in and get into it. The book is called Maya Mira, A Spiritual Journey into the Cosmic Truth and the Dawning of a New World. It's not only Paul's journey, but it's his journey of entering the Aetherius Society in England in the 1980s, later not only working with Dr. King, but getting to know Dr. King, being by his side, and getting to know this master of the Aetherius Society. And well, you know, let's bring in Paul and let's get his resume and let's discover this together, because ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Darkness Radio, Paul Nugent. Paul, welcome into the, and my apologies for lack of an introduction here, because I got to tell you, first of all, my friend, I'm very fascinated by the entire thing. And I'll tell you, just in the short amount of reading your book, I was kind of hit with the fire hose. I'm not going to lie here. But welcome into Darkness Radio.
Well, thanks very much, Tim. And I hope that I can shed a bit of light into Darkness Radio. Thank you so much for having me on your show. The title, it confuses a lot of people. It's actually Maya Mira.
Oh, Maya Mira, okay.
It's Maya Mira. It's a slight play on words. The first word, Maya, M-A-Y-A, is a Sanskrit word for illusion. And the second word is M-I-R-E, as in quagmire. And it's really to just sort of explain the quagmire of illusion,
okay,
that we exist in terms of what is truth, what is reality. Obviously, this is coming not just from my own perspective, but more importantly, the perspective of this man you mentioned, Dr. George King, who was a master of yoga, who founded the Aetherius Society, who was, we fully accept and understand, a medium for intelligences existing upon higher dimensions of other planets, particularly within our own solar system. That's how the Aetherius Society grew up. So Maya Mira, anyway.
Okay, well, thank you for straightening me out on that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your background first. One of the things I find interesting about you is a distant relation to Shakespeare. Interestingly enough, how do you trace that back?
Well, it's not me that traced it, but the Nugents are an old family. I had three ancestors who fought at the Battle of Hastings in 1066 for the Normans. Without getting deviating into Nugent family history, but 100 years after that, we actually then, dare I say, were part of the Norman invasion of Ireland. God bless the Irish. We were there for about the next 500-600 years. We were kicked out in 1690 as Catholics on the losing side at the Battle of the Boyne. But anyway, one of those Nugents, William Nugent, the brother, younger brother of Christopher Nugent, who was the Baron of Dolden in County Westmeath, he was a writer. I really don't want to spend too much time on this, but I do take your point. It is interesting. An Irish historian called Elizabeth Hickey, back in the, I would imagine, in the 1970s, came across his tombstone, which had this sort of coat of arms, so obviously she could recognize, okay, he's a nobleman. And she investigated it, and the more she was actually a scholarly woman. She was teaching something or other at Trinity College Dublin, and anyway, the more she discovered about this man William Nugent, the more she became convinced that she had discovered the true writer of the works of William Shakespeare, not just because of his own writings, but the people he'd known, where he'd traveled, where all the Shakespeare plays were set. Alongside his tombstone was the one of his wife, which was a woman called, the last name Millwood, I think. And that was a complete Romeo and Juliet story in itself. So anyway, she wrote a book called The Green Cockatrice, Green Cockatrice being the Nugent crest. And it is actually quite fascinating. You can't get, I went to visit her. Her real name was Elizabeth Hickey. She goes by the pen name of Basil Isk, as in basilisk, which is another word for a cockatrice, as I say, which is the Nugent family crest. Mm-hmm. I visited her in 1984. She very kindly signed me a copy. I could go and get a copy of the book and show you, but because they're extremely rare. I think if you find one on Amazon, it's going to cost you the better part of $1,000.
Wow. But
it is a fascinating story. He was a Nugent. There aren't many of us, we all stem back from Normandy in northern France a century before the Battle of Hastings. So that's that aspect of it out the way, Tim.
That's incredibly cool, though. I mean, you know, to be able to trace your lineage back
as I say, it's not me or anyone that's done it, because when you're of those three ancestors who fought at the Battle of Hastings, one, I believe, was led one of the divisions of William the Conqueror's army. So when you come in with, as dare I say, or so to speak, a nobleman, the lineage follows you down the line. And I'm actually, I think, the 33rd generation, known generation.
Wow.
Of my branch anyway, but it goes all the way back to a chap called Avas de Belem. In Normandy. So it followed us down rather than us having to go and dig it all up, which is rather nice, I suppose.
That's incredible. That's incredibly fascinating. So, Paul, this brings us to, well, let's go a little bit further into your history here. You're growing up in England, and you've decided to, we'll go a little further into your history, a little, you know, we won't go way back into your history, but you're deciding as you're growing up that you want to get involved in the church along with some friends, and you get into something called the Scrub Club, right?
Yeah. Well, you said you'd done your research, Tim. Well, it wasn't so much my friends, it was more myself. Yes, I was just to sort of give it context, I suppose. I was born in England in 1958. Mm-hmm. So in my early 20s, I was working in London in the wine trade. And it just sort of hit me quite hard that, here I am, a young man in London, setting out on my career, so to speak, my future life. And it, I have to say that it all seemed a bit flat and a bit empty. I just sort of intuitively sensed, well, there's got to be something more to this experience of life than just, you know, getting on with your career and finding a girlfriend and getting married and having children and the mortgage. And it just sort of hit me very hard. And so, as I say, intuitively, I just sensed that there had to be more to this experience of life. I didn't know what to do, but having been raised in the Anglican Church, I read the four Gospels, and I inherently sort of knew that, yes, this is how we should be living. It had a very, you know, powerful impact upon me at that time. So I then began to attend a church. I didn't know where else to go. So actually I went to Westminster Abbey, interesting, which is a Norman church, Abbey, I mean, with tremendous history in it. And anyway, one particular Sunday, I had time on my hands and I wandered down a very well-known street, I suppose, in London called Whitehall, that goes into a square called Trafalgar Square. And there's another lovely church there called St. Martin in the Fields. And I just sort of wandered in, and it just seemed far more intimate than the, you know, cold austerity of Westminster Abbey. And so I stayed there for the service, and they announced at the end, you know, if anybody wants to come and help out in the scrub club, they'd be welcome. And, you know, don't think it was that same Sunday, but within a few weeks, I joined the scrub club, because the church, St. Martin in the Fields, was a refuge for homeless people in London. And so I did from time to time gather a few friends to come and help give the church a thoroughly good clean. And I remember one of those friends, you know, because he was expecting just to sort of dust a few pews. Mm-hmm. And he said it's more like cleaning up after a football match, because, you know, you've got cider bottles and newspapers and cigarette ends from all these homeless people. But anyway, that's occasionally I would get a few friends to help out. Yeah.
So you go from being in the church in the scrub club to finding the Aetherius Society. Connect those dots for our audience, and how is it you happen upon the Aetherius Society there in England? How do you happen upon them?
Well, the Aetherius Society was founded in England, in a part of London called the headquarters. It was in a place called Fulham, which is where I was working, in southwest London. As I mentioned, I was working in the wine trade. My boss was a wonderful mentor. He was also, I would say, a deeply spiritual man, highly intelligent man. And he was studying Eastern philosophy at a school in London. And he introduced me to that school. And so I went along, and where the main text we studied was the Bhagavad Gita, which, of course, you know, Eastern philosophy is, you know, is all about karma and reincarnation, which essentially are not part of Orthodox Christianity, at least. But in the same way that the teachings that I'd encountered in the New Testament rang true, so did these concepts of karma and reincarnation. They just sort of seemed to make sense to me. And then through rather a strange set of circumstances, he got a new secretary, part-time secretary called Patricia, who was a member of the Aetherius Society, which I'd never heard of. She'd also been to a place in Scotland called Findhorn, where they'd grown this phenomenal garden back in the 50s, became world-renowned. By communication with nature spirits, with the devas of the plants. And through that communication, psychic communication, as I say, they'd grown this phenomenal garden. And I went through, you know, Patricia had been there, she told me about it. I went there, spent two periods at Findhorn, and was, you know, sort of fascinated by the concepts, the sort of new age, I suppose, concepts. But there was also this Aetherius Society, very close to where I was living and working on the Fulham Road, where you know, they claimed that the founder of the organization was a master of yoga who had brought through communication from intelligences from beyond this world, something that I'd never thought about in any seriousness. You know, UFOs, extraterrestrial life, it just hadn't, you know, occurred to me, or I hadn't encountered it at that point in my life. But anyway, we'd have these wonderful conversations, myself, Patricia, and my boss, a chap called Nicholas Belfridge. And, you know, one Sunday I went along to the Aetherius Society. I used to go to St. Martin's in the evening for evensong, but I went along to the Aetherius Society. And in 1958, which is to say was the year that I was born, George King, the founder of the Aetherius Society, had taken, to bring through these transmissions, as I mentioned, he was a master of yoga. Mm-hmm. He would enter what is called a positive yogic somatic trance. There was nothing haphazard about this. I mean, he had spent 10 years back coming out of the Second World War, in which he was a conscientious objector, but served in the fire brigade during the Blitz. And sort of seeing the horrors and the madness of war, which had then gone into the Cold War, and the, you know, explosions of atom bombs and testing of hydrogen bombs. He could see that this is not how humanity should be living. And he was looking for answers, and he turned towards yoga, which was unusual in the 50s, 40s even in England. Mm-hmm. And he was doing this very diligently for up to 8 hours a day over a 10-year period, which enabled him to go into what's called the state of samadhi, a very elevated state of consciousness. When you're that diligent and intense in your yogic practice, that's the goal of it. That's the consequence of it, the rising of a force called the Kundalini. So as I say, there was, you know, this wasn't just anything random. It's easy to sort of, you know, joke and laugh without investigation. But with investigation, you discover that, you know, that this was nothing random. This was literally a master of yoga. During a time, I should say, when flying saucers were very commonly sighted, that, you know, in the 50s. And so in 1958, he'd received 12 consecutive Sundays, a set of teachings called the 12 Blessings that the society maintained had come from Jesus, had been delivered by Jesus, who again they maintained or understood that Jesus actually came from Venus, as in the Bible, the bright and morning star, which on the face of it, you know, seems farcical and ridiculous, and you know, one would walk away, you know, laughing one's head off. But the we played, when, you know, or the society played one of these 12 transmissions, one of these 12 blessings during their morning Sunday service. And so there was I hearing these for the first time with my newly found Christian faith, so to speak. But the profundity, the beauty, the exceptionalism, I suppose, in a certain way, of these blessings was just something I found that I couldn't ignore. I mean, they were startling, and they just had the hallmark of truth. There was a profundity about them. There was a greatness about them. And it was literally a sort of cosmic extension to what, you know, the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus had given 2,000 years ago. But, you know, we had entered a period in our evolution where we were going out into space. And I suppose an aspect of that, of these blessings, is that, you know, space is living. There's life in far more evolved life. And it's not for us just to sort of go blundering our way out there with rockets and flags to plant in the ground. It's divine. It's holy. And these blessings give us this wonderful sort of sense and overview of literally of the divinity of everything. You know, the Mother Earth is a living being, highly evolved, conscious intelligence, that actually is sacrificing herself for the sake of us. I mean, this is a sort of big part of the book Maya Maya. The sun is a living being. And so as I listened to these, I realized that there's the hallmark of truth. There's a profundity. I couldn't ignore it. So, you know, bit by bit, I investigated the Aetherius Society more. Which is one other thing I'll say on that, is that at the end of nine of the blessings, Jesus gives a prayer. Now, you know, in Orthodox Church, Christianity anyway, you get down on your knees, you put your hands together, you bow your head, and you know, mumble or whatever it is you do, you know, hopefully with meaning. In the Aetherius Society, we don't pray like that. We actually pray with our hands like that. To radiate the energy out through the chakras, the psychic centers that we have in the palms of our hands, leaving the heart center. You're invoking energy, you're channeling energy in that prayer. And so this was also, you know, new to me as an experience, but I could sort of feel shafts of white light going out through the palms of my hands. And I liken it, my arms were like rods of steel. It was difficult to physically lower. So it was and it built up as you go through these 12 blessings. You're going in more and more into literally outer space, but the divinity and the greatness of the life, the galaxy as a living being, and even beyond that, with the 12th blessing being a blessing to the absolute itself. It was just a very, very powerful experience that I, you know, I simply couldn't ignore. So that was, you know, the journey that I took. It was an introduction from Patricia at my place of work. But I had these sort of props and supports, you know, with the Eastern philosophy, that made sense. The concept of Findhorn with nature spirits, it added in. And what was driving me? I'm giving you a horribly long-winded answer.
No. Go ahead.
From ground. I mean, apart from my own sort of sense of vacancy, was a care for the world. It was obvious to me even back then in the 1980s that humanity was on a wrong trajectory. Mm-hmm. So to speak, we were not living with a sense of seeking enlightenment, seeking higher purpose, a world of cooperation. It wasn't. It was an aggressive, hostile, competitive world that as it was contrary in certain ways, if not many ways, to those teachings of Christ in the four Gospels. And so it was the Aetherius Society was not only answering greater, bigger, more serious metaphysical and spiritual questions, but it was also working in ways to resolve the fundamental crises that we have as a species on Earth by giving us this far greater philosophy. And I guess to wind all that up, I would say that, you know, all of the crises that we do have, and we have got many crises, that's for sure, but I think they all stem from one fundamental crisis, which is a spiritual crisis. As a species, as a human race, we've lost our sense of who we are and what we are a part of. We're part of something vast. We're part of something infinite. It's divine. It's glorious. It's just absolutely incredible and amazing. But we've no longer live in a culture or a society where that holds much importance or relevance, and we need to bring it back. And I think in bringing it back, we'll find joy again, for one thing. We'll find meaning, we'll find purpose. So, you know, that was my journey and why the Aetherius Society has become, you know, basically the main part of my life.
There's an interesting passage in the book here, Paul, that I want to, it kind of struck me and I wanted to ask you about it, and that's this. You mentioned that in the book, there's a meaning that's misconstrued, that most Christians misconstrue when it comes to a passage, when it comes to Jesus, and it has to do with when he's on the cross were about to be crucified, he says, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Mm. And that Christians get it wrong.
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's some. That's, you know, you see, I do encourage people to read the book. Essentially, there are, unquestionably, there are forces for good. These cosmic masters who communicated through George King, you know, so-called, in a mythological sense, we might have referred to them as angels. But we're on this evolutionary journey. Mm-hmm. Every single one of us, all of creation, actually, it's not just, you know, human beings. Everything originated in that Big Bang, so to speak, which, you know, where did that come from? But anyway, so that's another question entirely. And it's all going back to that, with heightened states of awareness, realization, and consciousness. That's the journey. It's a phenomenal journey. However, it's not all good. There are entities and forces in the universe that you, for want of another or better word, are evil. You know, we can see it playing out in our world. And there are magicians of the dark forces who inhabit the lower astral realms of this earth. You see, I mean, I mentioned earlier on karma. And karma's a law, a universal law. As you sow, so shall you reap, as Jesus taught. And, you know, humanity through the centuries has put out a hell of a lot of bloodshed and greed and crime and wickedness of every kind, of every, you know, imaginable kind. That's an energy vibration that goes somewhere. It doesn't just sort of vanish and disappear and let we live in fairyland, you know, and carry on. No, it's very real. It's very tangible. We've created lower astral realms that have in their own way spawned much of the chaos and the situation, the lies and everything that we can see playing out in our, the greed, all of it. There are entities on lower astral realms behind this. Now, our understanding, as I mentioned, is that Jesus was an avatar, as was the Buddha, as was Sri Krishna, as were others, who came to this world from other worlds to help us, to teach us, for sure, in Jesus's case, to perform a great karmic manipulation. Kind of wrongly understood, misconstrued, that he came to take away the sins of the world. Yes, in a way he did, by performing a tremendous karmic manipulation while he was here on earth. Actually, through the crucifixion, took on the suffering of humanity. We owe Jesus. It's not a, you know, okay, he did take away our karma, but it's not by the very definition of karma. We owe Jesus for that. Still is, you know, is something that will need to be repaid. But in terms of Jesus saying, forgive them, he was referring to forgive them, the mob, the rabble, that was all worked up and saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Forgive them, for they, the rabble, know not what they, these dark magicians on the lower astral realms, do. And it was them who that Jesus was really fighting. Hmm. The rabble got caught up in it. And so that is at least the understanding that Dr. King put out. And when you see the whole thing in this broader context, with, in many ways, what we've got going on here on Earth is Middle Earth, as in Lord of the Rings. There's a tremendous sort of, truth or profundity in that. Yes, there are forces for good. We refer to them as cosmic masters. We're here, somewhat in the middle to become conscious of our existence and of our divinity, and that in the sense where everything matters, our thoughts matter, our actions matter, our feelings, but everything matters. There's a consequence to everything. We are caught up in something. I'll call it a game. It isn't really a game. It's life. And there are these lower entities that we can see it. We can see it in the wars that we've still got, the hatred, the viciousness, the criminality of drugs and so much else. In a corporate greed, there's an energy, dare I say, Tim, a darkness that's behind it. And it's playing out on this earth, and it's getting more critical. It's, it's entering, it's entered the final stages.
Very much so, yeah, very much so. That brings about our next subject, which we'll tackle after the break, and that is bringing about the Ascended Master, George King, and his communication with, well, lack of a better term, aliens. Yes. And how aliens come into all of this. We'll tackle that when we come back, and exactly when the Master George King started speaking with aliens, how these aliens and Ascended Masters come in, who they are exactly, and what exactly they want or how exactly they help us. So we'll talk about that when we come back. My guest is the Reverend Paul Nugent. The name of the book is Maya Meyer, as I've been corrected, A Spiritual Journey into Cosmic Truth and the Dawning of a New World. I have a link in the description of this program so you can go get that book. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about these aliens, these masters, and exactly how we clean up the planet. That's coming up next with my guest, the Reverend Paul Nugent, right here on the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. My guest is Reverend Paul Nugent. The name of the book, Maya Meyer, A Spiritual Journey into Cosmic Truth and the Dawning of a New World. When we left you last, we were talking about, well, the darkness that exists in the lower realms and how exactly it was affecting our world right now. We're now going to talk about the Ascended Master, George King, that our guest Reverend Paul Nugent had worked beside and had gotten his experience with up until now in the Aetherius Society. Let's start out with George King himself, the man. And I want to talk a little bit about your first meeting with him and actually getting to move from England to the United States, because George King lived in Los Angeles and in the headquarters of the Aetherius Society. Without spending too much time on how you get over here and get to here, you get an opportunity, don't you, from England to come to the United States to California. Tell us a little bit about how that occurs and how you eventually get by his side and really study under George King.
Sure. I'll try and make it fairly brief, but going back to that period when I sort of first encountered the Aetherius Society, was attending, was listening to these 12 blessings, was investigating their teachings and everything else, it took me about at least a year, perhaps 2 years of investigation, but I intuitively knew that this resonated with me. I took it all very seriously. It made sense. And so I became a member of the organization in 1986. I hadn't at that point met Dr. George King. You rightfully say he was primarily living in Hollywood, California, where he'd been since 1959, primarily. And I had joined the voluntary staff in about 1988 to get help with the whole work of the Aetherius Society. I still hadn't met George King. And in 1989, he'd been unwell. It wasn't known how much longer he was necessarily going to live. So I felt it necessary to go to the American headquarters for a 3-week vacation, just to sort of, you know, hopefully, in the hope that I would meet, you know, Dr. George King, this master of yoga, the founder of the organization, you know, someone who had become incredibly important to me in my life. And yes, fortunately, you know, we did meet him. And while I was there during that 3-week stay, I was, the question was put to me, Paul, you know, would you like to move here and become a full-time employee at the American headquarters? And I intuitively knew, yes, I'd love to do that. I mean, although far easier said than done, of course. I then went back to England with that thought having been presented to me. It got slightly complicated because Nick, my wonderful boss in England, where I've been now for about eight years working for the company, invited me to become a director of the firm. which, you know, ordinarily I would have leapt at. But I knew instinctively that it was this spiritual calling that was more important to me in my life, and that I'd been made potentially this other offer. It wasn't confirmed or anything, but it had been presented as an possible opportunity. Anyway, long story short, I turned down Nick's offer, very, very kind, generous offer, because it did become a reality of moving to the United States, albeit just for 1 year. I had to come in on a visa, of course, training visa, which is good for 1 year. And so came over the following year in 1990. Yes, I visited for 3 weeks in 89. And the visa can be extended for a year, so which it was. So I was able to stay for until April of 1992. And I was literally sort of being faced with going back to England and picking up, you know, my life again, without really knowing exactly what I was necessarily going to do, I suppose. But, you know, the master, George King, he said, well, Paul, go and see an immigration lawyer, which I did in Los Angeles, not thinking that there were any options for me to be able to stay legally anyway. And then, you know, there wasn't anybody who I would have married or wanted to marry me. So it was the other possible way. But anyway, I was talking to the immigration lawyer, and he asked me obviously what I was doing. And I said, well, I work for a church. And he couldn't really believe it, because literally within the last 24 hours or 48 hours, it was so recent, there was no paperwork, but a whole new visa category had become, for religious workers. And, you know, it was kind of miraculous, I suppose. I think I was probably the first person to get this visa. It was an R1 visa, good for 3 years, extendable by 2 more. And so I was able to remain in the United States. And then in 1994, but actually at that point I'd moved on to the property. So I was also at that, I'd already begun to sort of help out as an aide to Dr. King, who of course lived there some of the time. He was also living, he had a home in Santa Barbara, 100 miles to the north. And then in January 1994, we had a major earthquake in Los Angeles County, the Northridge earthquake, that shook his home at their headquarters and various other buildings off their foundations. So he needed to sort of move up to Santa Barbara. And I was invited to go there as well. And three of us, for the last 3.5 years of his life, were there more or less the whole time. So those were the circumstances. I mean, I think that, well, one thing that, you know, one of the words he never used was coincidence. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah.
So, you know, how all this played out was, you know, kind of, well, it was a tremendous opportunity and privilege for myself to come to be at his side, living with him in his own home, taking care of him, alongside, you know, this master of yoga. Master of yoga, who since 1954 had been able to be in communication with intelligences. You mentioned ascended masters, but also cosmic masters from other dimensions. Of other planets in our solar system.
I think also, Paul, he not just in touch with other intelligences. You mentioned in the book as well that there's a time there where he affords you the luxury of being able to stay in his own bedroom while he's gone away for a short time. And you describe an experience where you believe he was in touch with you at one point. Can you just briefly tell us what?
No, in touch with me. Well,
What happens here?
I mean, he. This was before. This was when I was still fairly new. I think I'd been, you know, it was either my first or second year. He was going away for about 3 weeks, and he asked me if I would stay in his home, kind of on security while he was gone. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was very sort of honored flattered to be asked. And I said, yes, Master, I'd be happy to do that. And I remember as I left the room, he said, you can use the bedroom. And I said, thank you. And I acknowledged it. I don't think I'd ever been in his bedroom, I'm sure I hadn't. But anyway, I went, you know, well, after he'd left, I went and got my mattress and put it on the floor in his bedroom. And I had a very outstanding experience the first night where once I turned the light out and put my head on my pillow. I think nothing else happened in that whole 3-week period until the very end. I think this is what you're perhaps referring to. When I was in that sort of wonderful state where you're not awake, you're dreaming, but it's a very lucid dream. And he was imparting to me, not physically, but mentally, what I took to be the most important thing. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was just imparting to me this message that, you know, I was struggling in my sleep state to grasp. And eventually I got it. And what he was communicating was attitude. Having a positive, enthusiastic attitude was very necessary. It was very important. And I think that, you know, I did have that because I was full of, you know, relative youth and enthusiasm, and he valued it. And I think it's, you know, a large part of why, you know, I did become a personal assistant, because it brought that sort of energy and enthusiasm around. Not that others didn't have it, they did, but we all do. But I think, you know, I've since sort of seen and heard from completely separate sources, but attitude is everything. And having that positive attitude with enthusiasm, etc., is a wonderful quality. It brings belief, it brings optimism, it brings an energy with it, and particularly when it's done, as I say, with enthusiasm and a joy, really. So I think that's the experience that you're referring to.
Well, I think what I take away from that passage in the book is that he's almost giving you an inside track. Right. To say, well, Paul, I'm kind of, well, for lack of a better term, I'm kind of giving you an inside edge here and letting you know what, I'm pushing you along here. I don't want to use the term grooming.
I think you're probably absolutely right, you know? Tim. I mean, I didn't sort of probably sense that at the time, but I think, you know, in hindsight, one of the things in Santa Barbara in the latter years of his life, I'd rush through his living room into the kitchen. This is also in the book. And he followed me in and he said, why are you rushing? There's no rush. There's only God's time, which is now. And it's all happened anyway. And it's a very profound statement, particularly when it comes from a master of yoga. I mean, one thing about a master of yoga, he can look at you and he knows your past and he also knows your future, so long as you sort of play it out in the right way. And, I mentioned the first time I met him was in 1989. That's true for the most part, not entirely true, because he'd come over to England in 1985 before I was a member. And we were on what's called a holy mountain in Devonshire, called Holston Down. There were about 200 people there, sending out energy from the mountain through prayer and mantra. And Dr. King was there. And this was the first time I actually saw him. And I remember he was walking around the circle, and he stopped about a yard from where I was. I had my eyes closed because I thought you needed to have your eyes closed when you were reciting mantra. It's quite possible, I mean, that he knew that young man will become I won't, we'll come to America and we'll be at my side. He quite feasibly knew that, but he didn't say anything about that. You know, it was my own free will. I had to make the right choices that would lead me to that, which thankfully I did. But all of this, like, you know, you mentioned in the subtitle of my book, And the Dawning of a New World, a master of that category, if you like, is able to look into the future. We are coming into a new world. That's a greater cosmic reality. A new world is being born. We're seeing a lot of the chaos, etc., that we're seeing on a symptoms of that. There is a quickening. There is a quickening going on. It's not just the sort of madness of humanity. It's a cosmic frequency vibration coming from the Mother Earth that is a bigger part of this change, not just coming from the Mother Earth, but coming from the whole solar system, even the whole galactic system. The whole of creation is speeding up anyway. I mean, it's fascinating when you get into it. So he knows that there is a new world coming. What humans need to do is to become aware and conscious of that and start to orientate their lives in the realization of that. You mentioned earlier on about cleaning up this world. We do. We've made a horrible mess of this of this earth, actually, in many ways. I mean, we just plunder, we take, we pollute. We've got no consciousness outside of indigenous people, to a large extent, of the sacredness of this Mother Earth. And again, to sort of tying into the whole story that I relate in Myanmar, we're not here by chance. We came here from a planet we destroyed over 18 million years ago, Maldek. All that remains of Maldek is the asteroid belt. Which to us sounds like a long time. Well, it is a long time. We've been through two civilizations in between, Lemuria and Atlantis, both of which were destroyed through the misuse of atomic power, hence why flying saucers were so commonly seen in the 50s. In the 60s, because we'd gone nuts again, testing atom bombs and later hydrogen bombs, and we were going down the same road. We still are on the brink. I won't say on the brink, but have the potential to destroy ourselves again. This is the history of the human race. As I mentioned earlier on, we've forgotten our true place and our true divinity and what the whole thing is really all about. We've gone down a horrible cul-de-sac, and we need to come out of it. And we are coming out of it. And cosmic masters from beyond Earth are helping us to come out of it.
So we had mentioned before the break as well that Dr. King was also talking with these different ascended masters and also had been talking with different alien presences about exactly what you just mentioned, which was that we had misused atomic powers or nuclear powers in the past in different civilizations, such as right. Atlantis and Lemuria. I have a hard time pronouncing that. Sorry. Now, when it comes to this current society, and I'll just reference one thing that's been brought up in the news recently. It has been mentioned that I believe it was maybe even a month or two ago that it was leaked out in the news that at one point in a previous administration, they had mentioned something about the United States, China, Russia, and others talking about a mutual de-escalation of atomic weapons or nuclear weapons, but that falling through, that eventually that was torn apart. They ripped that up.
It could happen. I mean, it could happen tomorrow. If you see another transmission that or communication that Dr. King received back in 1958 was about the coming of the next master. The transmission is essentially was, there will shortly come another among you. He will stand tall among men with a shining countenance. I'm missing a bit. He will approach the earth leaders. They will ask of him his credentials. He will produce these. His magic will be greater than the combined materialistic might of all the armies. And it goes on a bit. But we've been told that, yes, we can destroy ourselves. We hope we won't. We cannot destroy the planet as we did with Maldek. The word these masters used was shorten. Now, and I believe that Dr. King and those around him in the early days of the Aetherius study expected it literally to be shortly in human terms. It still hasn't happened. There are perhaps good karmic reasons as to why it hasn't happened. But maybe we're entering that period. I mean, you know, as you will know, UAPs, as it's now called, mm-hmm. are now, you know, the government can't ignore it anymore. Right. They're having to address it because military personnel and others are having these experiences and, you know, they can't keep the lid on it any longer. It's something that's got to, that they can't figure out. They can't figure out these drones, that are going, you know, over New Jersey and elsewhere. But are we entering a period where we are going to be forced, and the cosmic masters don't use force at all. The word they would rather use would be inspired. And so it's very delicate and it's very difficult and it's all, you know, within the karmic lore, if you like. But are we entering a period where there will be more and more obvious manifestations of extraterrestrial that clearly is not human? That begins to awaken humanity in a profound way, in a truly soulful way, where we literally see the tragedy of the world that we've created and are living in, the suffering, the degradation, the ignorance, the poverty, all of these things, the crime, the drugs. I mean, And let alone what we're doing to the natural world. And out of that, I mean, it'd be wonderful to think, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'd say it's probably unlikely, but it could happen. Where, you know, and we see these nuclear arsenals that we've got. Who are we trying to kill? Who are we trying to kill? And why? You know, just sort of see the shame and the madness that we've become. That could happen. I think personally that it will take something outside of ourselves, in other words, extraterrestrial, to make that happen. I don't think that there certainly isn't the leadership and the inspiration of you. Maybe my book, Maya Maya, can help awaken and inspire me. I'd like to think so.
Well, no, Paul, on kind of a double-sided question here, and I guess one's a statement, one's a question. I guess to add to your other point, who are we trying to kill here? Isn't it more the theory of the bigger stick I hold, the less of a threat there is? The more of an arsenal we build, isn't it the less threat there is? Because if neighbor A is holding a huge stick, neighbor B is holding a huge stick, isn't the fact of the matter is we're not going to pull the trigger because the trigger's too big? Isn't that the question?
Yes and no, because we pulled the trigger before, you know, in Atlantis, and we pulled the trigger at the end of the Second World War. Mm-hmm. If people get too worked up and too angry, I mean, there's a point where madness creeps in and you're so mad and you're so crazy and you're so angry and the hatred is so strong that any common sense goes out the window. So there's always a danger. The only solution is to put down those weapons. It's not, I got a bigger weapon than you, so you back off. I know that's an argument. I don't think it's ultimately the right argument. Right. Or it's not, certainly not the best argument. The argument is, I'll put mine down. And the other guy to say, and I'll put mine down. And not only will I put it down, and you can see me put it down, we will destroy them. And that certainly can happen. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but it could. It could. I mean, we are, humanity is living in such a delicate, dangerous time. And it takes an awakening. I think what humanity needs is a collective weep. We all need to weep. We need to weep at the tragedy and the shame and of what we've become and what we've created. We are literally, in the correct sense, our brother's keeper. But we're not that nice to our brother, you know, beyond, and it's got nothing to do with color of skin or class or in origin or anything. We're all human beings. We're human beings sharing, inhabiting this world, this planet together. And that's been a very big part of the cosmic message that was delivered through Dr. George King. Also recognizing that the Mother Earth is a living being, and things are quickening, guys. So, you know, you'll be given a choice. I mean, we all have to face death. What happens after that death? Where are we going? Are we going to be able to stay here or go elsewhere?
The other part of that question was this, and that's, you know, we get reports from time to time of extraterrestrials de-arming, like saying going to a
nuclear facility.
Yeah, nuclear facility, yeah. Disarming certain missiles and silos, but doing it piecemeal. So they'll show up, disarm for a brief amount of time, 10 missiles or so, and then doing it temporarily. Just to show, it's a show of power.
They have far, as I mentioned in that transmission about, you know, his magic will be greater than the combined materialistic might of all the armies. They certainly have that potential, that capability. And it's been shown time and time and time again. A lot of it obviously is classified, but, thankfully at least it's now beginning to come out more and more.
Is that just a show of force, just to say this is just a reminder?
Well, not force is an interesting word. Capability.
Okay.
Capability. We won't be able to activate those weapons or any weapons.
So here's the next question then. Obviously, the U.S. and other nations are now implementing AI-directed weapons. We're going towards a newer, heavier type combat where we don't have to necessarily go into battle ourselves. Humans don't have to engage humans.
Yeah.
So it's machines fighting machines. Is that any better? So if we take nuclear weapons off the table and we just let machines battle machines, does that mean that these ascended masters then go, okay, that's better. We take our hands off. We let them fight machines.
No, it's not. And there's, you see another aspect to everything. This comes back to Findhorn. Or not just Findhorn. I mean, knowledge of the Devic kingdom, the nature spirits, goes back, you know, as far back as religious texts go. Texts in the plural is always a hard word to say. But there is this Devic, these nature spirits that are affected by all our actions, all our thoughts. I mean, our understanding is that, you know, extreme weather, hurricanes, etc., are exacerbated by the thought, the energy, the mental energy, the emotion, the aggressive emotion that goes out there. You know, everything is this energy, has a frequency to it. It doesn't just vanish and disappear. And it goes to this divic kingdom, these divic forces. they are obligated to you. That's the energy we're giving them. So even if you've got a sort of sci-fi AI warfare being played out, there's still an energy that's connected to it that goes into that divic kingdom, the etheric world, if you like, that is, you know, toxic, polluting, because the creation is about one thing, Tim. That's love. It's all about love. That's the energy of the universe, the energy of God, if you like. That's the energy, and we can all tap into it. We can all relate to it, and it's that energy that humanity needs to awaken within ourselves and allow that to play out. That is what is going to save the human race. A conscious realization that is what the whole thing is really all about. That's the magic. And it takes bravery. It takes a bravery to be able to sort of recognize. Not only recognize that, but on it, it takes bravery to tell the truth very often. Because, you know, the one man's truth is enough, you know, is going to not be good or necessary for somebody else. And so it takes a break, because we've all got a conscience. We all have this thing called conscience. Mm-hmm. And that's the gist of it. It's we need to heed our conscience. We need to get in touch with it and listen to it. And as I said, that takes a bravery. But what's behind it is love. And when one activates that experience, those feelings, those thoughts, it leads to service. You want to help. And, coming back to what the Aetherius Society is all about. That's what the Aetherius Society is all about on a planetary scale, in cooperation with far more evolved beings than ourselves, operating from other worlds.
So as we get close to closing here, let me ask you this then, Paul. How do you get people from out of their technological devices, out of their self-absorbed lives, where literally, in a busy life, where they're focused on one thing, and that's getting from paycheck to paycheck, from day to day, from their regular activities, to a life of service?
Well, it's hard, Tim, but one way is having guys like you with radio shows like this, and guys like me with books like this, to have a conversation like this that other people can hear, and in the hope that it actually makes some sense. And in the so one thing I've learned, and particularly learned with the promotion of this book, it's not easy there's no silver bullet. It's grassroots kind of stuff. It's on an individual basis, and through, as I say, conversations like this, conversations that people can have in their own homes, hopefully do have in their own homes. It's a turning around of the human race. And again, the cosmic masters are hugely influential in that regard. I mean, another thing I mentioned in the book, to me, the biggest game changer of all is an extraterrestrial craft called Satellite Number 3 that's comes into orbit at various times each year, has been since 1955, enhancing all spiritual selfless action, by a considerable factor of about 3,000 times. That's something hugely influential. But the cosmic masters can't make the change for us. We have to initiate it. They will help us. They'll give us the tools. They've given us the tools, such as the prayers of the in the 12 blessings, such as the Holy Mountain, sources of highly elevated spiritual energy, satellite number 3. They give us the tools. It's like a parent helping us to clean our own bedroom, but they're not going to clean the bedroom for us. We have to do it. And they'll encourage us, they'll show us, and they'll show us the benefits of doing it. And you know, when we come into this great realization, we see the tragedy and the shame and the ignorance of what we've created and the sadness of it. You know, the sadness of it. It's sad, but at the same time, it's real and it's profound and it's true and it's glorious. And that's the conundrum in which we currently exist.
I guess in closing here, Paul, let me ask you this question. You've got governments like the U.S. government who are stepping forward and they're asking the general public to come forward and do whatever they can to help with things like testifying in front of them in different hearings and they're looking for whistleblowers and information and whatnot. And I don't want to call it full-blown disclosure because it's not. I think between you and I, let's not insult each other's intelligence. Mm-hmm. But if Dr. King were alive today, do you think he would step up and want to testify in front of one of these committees? Or do you think he would kind of get a good chuckle at it all and sit back and let it unfold?
Yeah, he certainly in his younger years, he would go if he was asked, and he would be very direct. He wouldn't be, there was nothing harsh about him, but he would be very direct. The problem, you see, the Aetherius Society historically has had, and to a large extent, I unfortunately still has, is that you've got the spiritual people and you've got the UFO people. And the spiritual people have a problem with anything extraterrestrial. And the UFO people tend to sort of historically have had, you know, problems when you relate it in a spiritual context. The Aetherius Society embraces them both. As I say, you know, we believe that Jesus came from Venus. What was the star of Bethlehem? We know it wasn't a star. We recognize that we're on an evolutionary journey, but it's a spiritual journey. And Dr. King certainly would go if asked, but he wouldn't mince his words. And he was to a very large extent, well, he was certainly ignored and somewhat ridiculed, but he stood on truth. He stood on truth, and the Aetherius Society stands on truth.
All right.
At the end of the day, there's nothing else to stand on. But, truth sometimes can be difficult for people to accept.
All right. Reverend Paul Nugent's been my guest. The book is Maya Meyer, A Spiritual Journey into Cosmic Truth and the Dawning of a New World. We have a link in the description of this program. Reverend, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, I want to thank you, Tim. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
As did I. Folks, I want to remind you two things before we leave you today. One, a couple of prayers I want you to send out this weekend before we leave you. You might have watched the Vikings game this weekend. You might have seen Justin Jefferson send out a little prayer to Randy Moss, who's suffering with, I believe, liver and pancreatic cancer right now. So send your prayers out to Randy Moss. Two, our good friend Chip Coffey right now is being transferred from a hospital to a aftercare facility. He's having some issues right now with some breathing and viral issues. We want him home for Christmas, so send your prayers and thoughts out to Chip Coffey. Let's get him healthy for Christmas and get him home with his fur babies for Christmas. We love you, Chip. Let's get you home for Christmas. Our prayers, thoughts, and love go out to you as well, Chip. Also, remember to check out the link in the description of this program for the Ghost Stories Inc. trip to the Palmer House. 30% off that trip right now with the code DARKNESS30. It's going to be a wonderful time. Check that out right now in the description of this program. Also, folks, if you're out and about this weekend, please, if you see a drone, don't shoot at it. One, the airspace above your head is federal airspace. It's illegal to shoot at a drone. Two, if you happen to hit the battery compartment of a drone, that battery's going to explode. It's going to set your house on fire. It'll set a forest on fire. It'll set everything on fire. And three, it's going to kill you if you do so. So let's just leave the whole drone thing alone. It's more than likely a man-made thing that's happening here. It's not aliens. It's not a foreign power. It's not anything like that. Let's put the controversy down, okay? Let's just enjoy our weekend. I mean, we're coming up on a holiday anyways next week. Let's just, let's increase the peace, okay? Let's have a good weekend. Spend it shopping, okay? Yeah, plenty of holidays coming up in the next week or so. Of all different races and religions, let's just focus on each other this weekend. Let's not shoot drones. How does that sound? That sounds good to me. Speaking of holidays and shopping, check out the Darkness Radio store, darknessradioshow.com. Plenty of stuff in there for the horror lover out there for the holidays. Check it out. Lots of good stuff in there. So, and some good last-minute stuff in there as well. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. We'll see you next week for more and the best in paranormal podcasting. This has been Darkness Radio.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.